I think it's really important that students march against the war because there's a direct correlation between the lack of funding for education and the increased funding for military and occupation of Afghanistan.
Word up. Word of Mouth Wednesday. You just heard there was a quick audio clip of from the rally to end the war in 2008. And that was Muhammad Ali Amir's voice. And actually joining me right now in the studio today is the president of CSER, Muhammad Ali Amir.
What's going on?
Hey, thanks. Thanks for being here today. How are things going with CSER?
Things are good. You know, students are coming back. It's an exciting time of the year. Lots of campaigns, lots of events. We got Winter Week of Welcome next week, which I know we're going to talk about because we have. Was probably going to go down as one of the greatest concerts to ever hit Ryerson just 1 week from tonight. Like I said, lots of events happening, lots of campaigns. People are excited. Snow's coming down, but, you know, it's all good.
Dope, man. We're broadcasting here at 88.1 FM CKLN. We're at Ryerson campus. And I just wanted to ask you about if people aren't sure what we're talking about when we say CSER at Ryerson, what is CSER?
Okay, so CSER's not a salad. It's not a general, I'm saying. Contrary to some people on this campus, it's not Cesar either, I'm just saying. A little bit of a rant there, but if you work for CSER, you'd feel it. What CSER is Continuing Education Student Association of Ryerson. So we're the students' union that represents around 14,000 students, all the continuing education, distance, and part-time students on this campus. This campus has two student unions, the Ryerson Students Union, which represents all the full-time students, and CSER represents all the part-time and continuing education. And between the two of us, we are the main voice and the strongest voice for students at Ryerson University.
Nice. And I just wanted to get into what you're working on. I guess as president of CSER, I know you're working on a lot of things. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, just because we started off the segment with playing that interview highlight from the rally to end the war, is there anything going on right now with the anti-war campaigns?
Ryerson Students Against War is still active. It's a group that I've been involved with actually even before my time as an elected representative at CSER. And right now, moving forward this semester, I think there's a few things we're going to be looking at. I think we're going to be looking, specifically we'll be looking at the broader issue of civil liberties at home and internationally. So things like the hijab issue in France, where schools and other public institutions are trying to ban hijabs, which is a form of Islamophobia, and the same Islamophobia that keeps showing up, in these message boxes about why we should be going to war in the Middle East, why we should be going to grab oil. So there's that. The other thing we're hoping to focus on this semester is the Afghan torture scandal. So, basically we know that most Canadians and most students are really concerned that Afghan civilians are being tortured, handed over to be tortured, and Canada's turning a blind eye, and the government does not want to address it, and instead of actually address the fact that we've been complicit in abusing innocent Afghans. The government actually just wants to take a break and go on vacation. I know it's snowing and all, but I don't think this is a time for our elected leaders to be taking a vacation when Canadians want answers and students want answers to these issues. So those are things we expect to be working on this semester.
Definitely. And with what's been going on, I guess it is pretty shocking if those are the reasons. I know we're getting the official reasons has to do with the Olympics, but we definitely aren't totally sure with this. It's been the second time in 12 months that we're getting this prorogation is going on. The other thing I wanted to ask you about, though, is are you surprised at all that we're seeing an increase in the war with the U.S. under the current President Obama? I guess some people thought that that things might be different this time of year with having a different president other than George W. Bush. Were you surprised that these are the recent announcements?
That's usually how it works, right? The follow-up, I guess you could call it the Nobel Prize hangover is usually to, like, invade a country or increase your invasion, right? You get a Nobel Peace Prize, you send soldiers to kill, other soldiers, right? I mean, isn't that how it works when you win a Nobel? No? Maybe? No? No, I'm playing. No. Seriously, though, I'm not surprised at all. I actually wrote about this, about Obama during his election campaign, and I was lukewarm to Barack. I have to be honest. I was questioning myself about, is Barack Obama issuing a new age of a new form of reformism? And I only asked myself that question. I didn't think he was, but I was, you know, I scratched my head for a moment. But at the same time, I was very critical during his campaign. I wrote a piece in the Ryerson Free Press during the campaign. I think when he was still battling Hillary for the nomination from the Democratic Party, called "The Doctor, the DJ, and the Democrat." The doctor being Martin Luther King, the DJ Kool Herc, and the Democrat being Barack Obama. And looking at how the hip hop culture holds more of Dr. King and the civil rights movement's legacy than Barack Obama, I really think Dr. King, especially in his later years, like with things like his speech, "Why Oppose the War in Vietnam," with his plans to bring 1 million homeless people to march on Washington, I think Dr. King was a lot more revolutionary, similar to Malcolm X, similar to the Black Panthers. And I think that revolutionary civil rights movement is followed in the footsteps by the hip-hop movement, by what took place in the 70s in New York and other urban areas, by what took place in the 80s with the backyard politics of the DJs and the house parties and the street parties. And I really think that there was another stream that came from the civil rights movement, which was more of the Jesse Jackson stream, which was more to the right of the civil rights movement, which was, you know what, we gotta join the Democratic Party, you know, create a black caucus in the Democratic Party and cross our fingers and make empty promises, and one day we shall overcome. Even though Dr. King said we shall overcome and we're marching with 1 million people and we're going to sing it loud and clear, Jesse Jackson took a much more different approach. I'd call it a more sellout approach. And I think that's the direction Barack Obama, that's the school that he came from. So I'm not surprised, because he came from that school of thought of, you know, the sellout Democratic Party of America. And, you know, the real legacy of the civil rights movement is based in the communities and is based in the hip-hop community. The interesting thing about Obama, though, is that he was able to tap in to that true legacy, that community-based resistance, and he was able to co-opt it to win his election. Right. But that does not, I was never expecting him to actually hold true to those supporters, because his main stakeholders were the Democratic Party and the corporate elites.
Right. Speaking some true words, we're speaking with Muhammad Ali, the president of Ryerson, Caesar at Ryerson. And I know, and you've been working on a lot of different things as president of Caesar, and then we also talked about a bit about the anti-war work you're doing. And I wanted to ask you something though, also about the other campaign that we're seeing, Toronto Haiti Action Committee, and the situation with that's going on in Haiti. Is there any updates on?
There's currently a fact-finding mission by a delegation of Canadians that's actually on the ground right now in Haiti. They are blogging as they move forward. Thac.ca, thac.ca. You can go there and you should be able to find links to the daily blogs. You can also find it on CanadaHaitiAction.ca, and there'll be some report backs across Canada, including in Toronto. I believe at the end of the month in Toronto. If you visit the websites, you'll be able to find the information. And we're working on campus right now in terms of the broader Haiti Solidarity Movement. Students of Solidarity with Haiti, which is a student club I started here at Ryerson, is working really closely with the Sopudep School. Now, this is a school that, it is a private school, but in a country of Haiti where most people make $2 a day, which is the minimum wage. You know, a lot of people can't afford to send their kids to high school. They can't afford the uniforms, can't afford the textbooks. So most students don't have the luxury of having a high school diploma. So this private initiative, the Sopudep School, actually works with some of those impoverished youth in the Pétionville town of Haiti. And we've been assisting ourselves with the Sopudep School, providing funding. Remember last summer when they were under threat with being closed down because the mayor actually wanted to take over the property from the school, we were part of the campaign to try to stop that, the international campaign to keep the school alive. Now that their lease is running out, we know this, the mayor of Pétionville actually is after this land. We're working with Sopudep to build a new school on a new property. So right now on campus, our focus has been primarily around supporting the Sopudep School.
Dope. And I think that would be, this would be a good time to get maybe take a quick music break here, because you brought in a CD here, Hands Off Haiti.
Yeah, so Hands Off Haiti is a project I put together a few years ago with other activists from the Canada Haiti Action Network. It was meant to raise money for youth in Haiti through the Institute for Justice, Democracy in Haiti, based out of California, which has some of the most leading international Haiti solidarity activists as part of its board of directors, like Brian Concannon, Paul Farmer. And so we put the CD together, raised a few thousand dollars, and put together some great music by Haitians and by some really great Canadian artists. The track we're going to throw to right here is The Red Menace, formerly out of Parkdale, now out of London, England, in the United Kingdom. And the track is called I Don't Want to Wake Up.
It's 4 in the morning, I'm up in cold sweats, no breath, waking from facing the hopeless nightmares that inhabit my sleep, an adamant plea, release me cause the planet is bleak, I'm panicking, see, cause I'm told there's a war on and panhandling peeps are cramming the streets, it's nightmarish. Mike Harris, Turner, Ernie Eves, or any other of his dirty thieves. I'm worried cause I heard of Bush's in the White House, his fingers on the button, if he push it, it's lights out. Prisoners is on political charges, and the ritual targets of skin that's the darkest. Global warming deforming the ozone, transnational cash is trashing the whole globe. Still shook as I wake from the nightmares, from reality I cringe at the light there.
I don't wanna wake up, I don't wanna see the world around me, so I can forget what's going on. I don't wanna open my eyes, cause I'm more afraid of what I'll see there, and I know that it hurts.
Cause these dreams are bad, but reality's worse.
It's 5 in the morning, I'm up in cold sweats, no breath, waking from facing the hopeless nightmares that inhabit my sleep, a damaging scene that makes me wanna panic and scream. Bad dreams keep me up at night, I imagine pigs in the streets starting gunfights. I imagine healthcare and welfare are gone from the social service, government making cuts where they know it hurts us. On the surface, barely surviving, kids stay at home cause they're scared of the sirens, whether from cop cars or from air raids. Rich kids watch pop stars till their hair gray. Parents stationed on Haitian vacations, money funding Operation Bomb a Nation's population. Still shook as I wake from the nightmares, from reality I cringe at the light there.
I don't wanna wake up, I don't wanna see the world around me, I don't wanna get up, so I can forget what's going on. I don't wanna open my eyes, cause I'm more afraid of what I'll see there, and I know that it
are bad, but reality's worse.
My God, I'm not sleeping, I'm watching the news, lost and confused, they never sing a positive tune. I was caught in the view with the screen, I was napping, I thought the images were a dream I was having. So what the fuck's going on today? I'd ask Marvin Gaye if he hadn't gone away. Oh, mother, mother, there's still too many of you crying. Brother, brother, there's still too many of you dying. Think it's alright, it's wrong to say, when you say it, someone else is saying bombs away. I got a song to make in the midst of this chaos, but why am I making music in the midst of this chaos, with thousands laid off, cops getting paid off, a rich kid president who's died, let him play boss. Still shook as I wake from the nightmares, this reality I cringe at the light there.
I don't wanna wake up, I don't wanna see the world around me, I don't wanna get up, so I can forget what's going on. I don't wanna open my eyes, cause I'm more afraid of what I'll see there, and I know that it
are bad, but reality's
worse. I don't wanna wake up, I don't wanna see the world around me, I don't wanna get up, so I can forget what's going on. I don't wanna open my eyes, cause I'm more afraid of what I'll see there, and I know that it hurts. I know.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back. We're just listening in the background. You can hear the end of that track there by the Red Menace off the Hands Off Haiti mixtape CD. And We got Muhammad Ali Amir still in the studio. We've got a few more questions to ask him about. But since I guess we just played a hip-hop track there, I wanted to get into some of the stuff you're working on as MC Muhammad Ali in the hip-hop community. Involving socialism, I guess. What is socialist hip-hop? What does it mean to you?
Okay, so that's a really interesting question. So basically, so socialist hip-hop is more than one thing. Like, it's a collective of artists who really believe a better world is possible. To sound really vague about it, specifically, it's three things. Let's see. So the first thing, I guess, is like what you normally think of when you think of hip-hop and politics, right? It's artists and getting together, right, putting together really progressive music, progressive shows, benefits. You know, the typical, I'm going to do a song to save the environment. I'm going to do a benefit to raise funds for kids in Haiti. Something that the hip-hop community has been doing for a long time and has been successful in, reaching out to a broader audience, a younger audience. So there's that. Like, for example, the Hands Off Haiti CD is a good example of that, right? Secondly, it's being a lot more critical in regards to hip-hop and revolutionary politics. So it's one thing to pump your fist and be like, revolution, and say, I listen to Dead Prez, and say, fuck the system. It's another thing to really say why and what role does hip-hop play in it. So socialist hip-hop looks from an academic perspective, and academic mean analytical, really analyze, like what I was saying earlier, the role hip-hop played, as the legacy of civil rights, the civil rights movement, the role hip-hop plays right now in, a system of oppression that we live in, and really look at the hows and the whys. I mean, I could really go into it, but it would take me a good 90 minutes. But really delving deeply into the issues. And finally, socialist hip-hop is about, it's not armchair. We're going to talk about it and be all academic, but really being involved, with trying to make change happen. And right now, actually, Liam, the Red Menace, you just heard on the track a few minutes ago, him and myself are actually pushing forward a new project, something that's not yet off the ground. But we're hoping to launch it in the springtime, which would be a project to really unite a lot of sections of the hip-hop community, doing really progressive work, doing community-led initiatives, a lot of progressive artists, with more, for lack of a better term, the largest progressive movements in this city and this country, which are trade unions. Trade unions have been around for hundreds of years. They've been fighting the good fight. You know, if it wasn't for trade unions, we would not have something called weekends. We wouldn't have something called maternity leave. We wouldn't have something called a minimum wage. You know, trade unions and student unions as well have been fighting and having a strong progressive voice throughout the history of this country and this city. And it is the most established progressive movements existing around us. So we're trying to really bridge that gap and get folks working together. So in a nutshell, that is socialist hip hop. In the coming months, you're going to see a lot more stuff being released in terms of academics, in terms of fundraising projects and songs, and also in terms of community initiatives. So it'll be much easier to conceptualize, and it'll be in a more material fashion in the coming months. But yeah, that's what it is.
Awesome. Yeah, that's something to look forward to for the Word of Mouth Wednesday, because here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday, we talk a lot about issues with politics. We play a lot of hip-hop tracks and, talk about a lot of events. We even got an interview with a trade unionist economist coming up later tonight on the show.
Big up to my homegirl, Carolyn Egan. She's actually president of the Steelworkers, nice. United Steelworkers of Canada. Just got to say big up, Carolyn.
Yeah, for sure. And, I know we talk a lot about problems going on in the world, with politics and with stuff going wrong. But one of the things I wanted to ask you about, though, seems to be something going right, at least. We've got one victory here in Ryerson involving transit. Now, I know transit's a big issue right now because the fares have just gone up a few days ago. Now everyone's got to pay extra money to get on the transit. But what is going on with students in transit?
So what happened with the TTC and student fares is that students from across the GTA, University of Toronto, Mississauga, Scarborough, York University, Ryerson, all different student unions, student leaders got together from across the GTA, were united in one strong voice, and were able to actually make change happen at City Hall through the TTC Commission. Basically, we heard about the fares going up, and right away we launched a campaign literally like the next day. We had a campaign on the ground, talked to students, got thousands upon thousands of petitions signed, hundreds upon hundreds of emails sent to the TTC. We negotiated with the TTC, were able to win some concessions, and actually now University students students will be able to have the same discount as high school students moving forward. So we got a major victory and create a major savings for students in negotiations before the actual day of the vote. But on top of that, there were two things that were still at issue. One, the TTC wanted to have an age limit up to 25 years old, which would affect mature students. And also, they only wanted to apply to full-time students, which would affect part-time students. And it was a really it was a great show of unity to see you know, myself representing part-time students. Of course, I went up to the TTC, gave a deputation at the meeting where they were going to pass the budget, and said no, this should include full-time students as well. But student leaders from across the GTA, some of which do not represent mature or part-time students, generally speaking, all spoke out in unison with the same voice, spoke out for part-time students, you know, that CSER represents and other students' union represents. And we were able to actually overturn those two decisions as well. So it was actually not only a great victory, but it was a great example of how strength in numbers and unity and actually being active and engaging, you know, engaging the system and engaging the equalities can work.
Yeah, and we're speaking with the president of CSER right now, Muhammad Ali. We got him in the studio, and we only got a few minutes left, so I just wanted to make sure that we ask you about the events that are upcoming for CSER. Just because since we got you here, I know so there's some big events coming up. What's gonna happen? What's gonna be coming up?
Okay, so on Saturday, January 19th, we're gonna have a childcare forum, and we're gonna be looking at ways of actually bringing Saturday childcare to Ryerson University. So that's one big, really important thing coming up. On January 30th, I know it's a few weeks away, but we have a real hallmark of Ryerson, which is the Equity Conference, which happens every year. You know, a couple years ago, we brought Angela Davis as the keynote speaker, so that's going to be major. Every week in the Oakham Cafe in the Student Campus Center, right where CKLN is located, we will be doing a jazz night. So we'll have a DJ spinning some really chill-out tunes. Once a month, we'll have a live jazz band. And actually, one of the nights will actually be a fundraiser for CKLN itself. So awesome. CSER does support the community, does support community radio. And finally, like I mentioned earlier, was probably going to go down as one of the biggest concerts to ever hit Ryerson University, is going down 1 week from tonight. Literally 24 hours, 33 and a half minutes from now. Oh, no, sorry, 1 week. And 33 and a half minutes, my bad. 1 week from tonight, Wednesday, January 13th, in the Ram and the Rye Pub, a free concert for Ryerson students. And also, it'll feature Danny O from, you know, the track Dear Hip Hop, one of the legends of Toronto hip hop scene, Danny O, one of the biggest juggernaut groups. I just came out on tour, did a whole tour out of the Midwest with Rhymesayers, among others. Notes to Self, definitely one of the groups blowing up in Toronto. We have... my man Fitz from the United Black Students at Ryerson, who will be holding it down on the mic, and myself, MC Muhammad Ali. We have Crateology, we'll be doing a set as well, which is four turntables, one beatboxer. The beatboxer is Scott Jackson, the Scribble Jam defending champion. If you don't know, Scribble Jam is the biggest hip-hop festival in the world that goes down in Cincinnati every year, and Scott Jackson is a defending beatbox champion. It's going to be a packed lineup, it's going to be sick, and it's going to be free, and I really hope to see... all Ryerson students come out and represent. And there'll be events all week long for Winter Week of Welcome. Just go to rsuonline.ca and check out all the great events for Ryerson students starting on Monday.
Dope, yeah. And it was awesome to speak with Muhammad Ali here tonight in the studio. Thanks for coming on the show. And I just wanted to play a track here. We do have a track with Danny O, the Legacy track, just because you mentioned Danny O. He's going to be in town next week, the CSER event, the hip-hop concert. I just want to play this Legacy track here. And thanks again, Muhammad Ali.
Peace.
Word.
This is it.
Let me shine my light to discover all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
Yo, just finished watching Michael Jackson's memorial. Unimaginably impactful and historical. Heaven's oracle taught that the world can be horrible, but he implored you to find the divine from the deplorable. How did you make an aberration adorable? How did you steer off infection when killer bees were swarming you? How do I ensure the impossible is affordable? How do I make a change? Cause my voice is recordable. Mike,
I thought of you when I was writing this verse. To fight off the curse, the opposite of which you find worse. As you ride in that hearse, my eye convey with pride I have burst. It finally works, I realize I shine on this earth. While you were a strong stomper, I was just a meat creeper. But MLK said be proud of you, a street sweeper. And Al Sharpton ruffled and woke up the deep sleepers and told your kids it's strange the world for the peacekeeper. You know what I find strange? I find it strange that you're gone. You know what I find wrong? To write your name in the song. In the past tense, it's strange I'm remaining this strong. Cause since I was born, the top is where your reign is belong. I cried today, but Michael Jackson, I'm alive to say. With platinum and diamonds, you've paved and aligned the way for me to see my future's filled with many brighter days. And I'm here to leave a legacy behind to stay.
While I'm here, let me shine my light to discover all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
Yeah.
This is it.
I am basking in the light of a single star, skin blacker than the night. Walking on the moon, one small step, I'll be leaping soon. We all get confused, I'm forever a child, and it's true. I'm a lost boy too, but not as lost as you in dreams. I realize realities, living on a earth, what a fallacy move. Galaxies made like molecules built, and who's that peeking in my windowsill? There's a light in the night that we can't see, and darkness feels a lot like me. I'm so free, midnight marauder with a hood overhead, trying to escape words I should not have said. I hope they don't notice, I keep the world in focus, breathe.
While I'm here, let me shine my light to discover all the love inside. As long as I'm blessed to speak, I'll be working on my legacy. Cause I don't wanna live my life and leave nothing left behind. So while the Lord lets me breathe, I'm working on my legacy.
Yeah.
And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
Yes. Yeah. And we still moonwalking.